Let's call Jordan when Bill was on.
Fantastic. Okay, so we did have one member of the public show up, Barbara Sagaloff. She's a member of the Democratic Town Committee, right, Serge?
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was interested in learning more for a candidate or if she's interested in learning more because she wants to join the board or because she's been told there's an RFQ. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But
she couldn't have been told there's an RFQ because nobody's been told that yet.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Who knows? All right. So prior meeting minutes, November 18th, there weren't any formally recorded minutes because there was no quorum. However, However, I did take a number of notes from that meeting and convert some of the documents based on those notes. So I can go over that right now in the document edits if you would like.
Okay.
Which I think makes the most sense to do.
You're going to the forms that we have to approve?
The forms you guys have to approve, yep. All right, so this is the participation affidavit. After conversations with Jim, and I approved this with the city clerk's office with May, they are going to allow us to hand out information about the fund at the same time and as part of the packet that goes to any candidate who is wanting to do financial filings to run for mayor. So that is good because then they'll know about what our requirements and restrictions are right away, and they'll also know how to, you know, indicate whether or not they're participating or not early. I will include in that my name, my address, Sergio's name, and other additional information. And it'll be basically just a primer. But with that will be the 2021 primary election participation affidavit, which basically tells me that you're intending to use the fund, gives me your name and address, the name and address of the candidate committee, and the name and address of the treasurer, and has you sign that it's your intention to use the fund, yeah. And that you've been told and you understand when the deadline to file for the primary election is. The general election is the same format, except that this information is changed to the general election dates. It is always 60 days before the election is to be held. So 60 days before September's election is July 16th, and 60 days before November 2nd's election is going to actually be September 3rd, which is a full 10 days before the primary. So I don't know if you guys have any issue with that. I know that there's been an issue with the 60 days being before the primary is actually held before, or at least some concerns about it. I don't know if you want to change that for this year and make it 45 or what.
Allison, that might go with that discussion I had with you last week. Okay.
Right.
In that I would be in favor of changing the title of that affidavit to election affidavit. Okay. Versus primary election affidavit. Just to be consistent with what I was saying last week.
Gotcha. So this one would go out with anybody who is trying to file as a Democratic or Republican candidate. If there were also filing, because you file two different papers, right? You have to, if you're filing all of your signatures, right, you file it completely different, and there's a whole other count than if you're filing your signatures for the general election. So this would go out with anybody who says that they're interested in running for mayor for the primary. It's the exact same form, except it says general there, and these dates are different down here for the general participation affidavit. It's always been a second document. I'm going to pull up the general one right now. Here's the new deadline information. So this is, it's always been this particular way. But you know, if you want to merge it into one thing, that's fine. I just need to know whether or not they're planning on running in a primary or running in a general, because it will reset. The grants and the matching funds will reset if they're going from a primary to a general. Does that make sense?
I understood it. I would just be in favor of, like, putting all the appropriate dates on one form.
Right. So what I've done here to address that is this is what will be handed to candidates who are interested in running for mayor, is this one pager. It has details for the numbers for this year, maximum contributions, minimum total contribution threshold, and number of registered voters you have to have contributions from. It explains the when grants go out, how much the grants are for, how much the matching is for, the participant deadlines, the deadlines for submitting requests to me for matching funds, which is Thursdays at 5, and then they'll be available for pickup in the finance department by the following Friday. So it's going to be an 8-day turnaround, but there's really no way to avoid that. It's at least a 3-day turnaround with finance, and I do need time to go through and make sure that they're registered voters and that they willingly gave and do my auditing. The other important dates of note, I have put the election days on here. And this is, these dates right here are the 60 days beforehand. And then I put my contact information and Sergio's information. Is there anything else that you would want me to add to a one pager for a candidate for mayor, regardless of if they know about the fund, if they are interested in running for mayor in the city of New Haven?
Is Allison, just for you, would there be a last date? Okay. So, I don't know, but just as an example, let's say that somebody gives you whatever they need to give you on October 21st.
Okay.
Okay. And that's going to require you to, or them, you know, they're not going to get much money beforehand or anything, but is there a last date? Do we prefer to put a date in there that you have to have it in by, I don't know, October 15th or whatever you think is appropriate.
So you have to have the initial request for the grant in by either July 16th for the primary or September 3rd for the general. Each week, as long as you have more than $2,000 in contributions, which is what's outlined in the ordinance, you can submit a list of names, all of the forms that you've gotten, and I will go through and process the eligible matching funds. Per the actual ordinance, it says you may not make requests unless you're asking for $2,000 or more in matching money. In terms of the end date, the end date would be the election day. So you can submit something to me the Thursday after election day, but you can't include any donations you got on Wednesday.
Okay. But just for my logistical reasons for you,
mm-hmm. Okay,
and realistically, I mean, if you're going to give it after the, I guess they can, but
right.
I'm just trying to say that, you know, I can't see you saying, gee, I want to be fair to XYZ, and I'm going to have to bust my rear end just to try to get this into finance, you know, or however you've explained that by a certain date. Okay.
So okay.
I'm just thinking, you know, that maybe there should be a drop dead date. And I don't know if that's allowable in the ordinance. I have no idea. So that's just a thought.
So are you talking about for the grant or are you talking about for matching funds? Just to clarify.
The matching funds.
Okay. For the matching funds, any time is totally fine. That's the job.
Okay. That answers that question.
Yeah, that's the job. You know, I mean, that's the job. That's all I have to say.
Allie.
So is there anything else you'd want to add to this document?
Should this form include anything related to the forums or the debates? Form you're going to be putting in the package that will have.
We can include a sentence about that. We can also include it up here if you want. So right now it says abide by the expenditure limits set forth in the New Haven Democracy Fund ordinance for the mayoral primary election campaign. We can add a sentence that says and participate in at least one public forum.
At what point other than these two points does the candidate understand that as part of their pledge they need to be involved in
So
forums or debates, and I think Bill wants them all the way across.
Right. So the primary candidate contract is going to be with the town clerk as well. So if they read the handout and they say, I would love an application for the Democracy Fund, they'll be given a copy of the candidate contract. In the candidate contract, and this brings me to the conversation that we were having with Jim on, what was it, last Wednesday, he suggested that we add the following language. So the current language is, a candidate certifies that he or she will participate in at least one public forum to be designated by the administrator at which all candidates qualified for the relevant ballot are invited to participate. Jim would like to add the following addendum. Should the candidate receive money from the New Haven Democracy Fund during the primary, the candidate also agrees to participate in a public forum during a contested general election as defined by the ordinance.
Okay.
And for that, okay. We should have a vote.
That's not given out in the packet. That's only if somebody agrees to want to be part of the fund.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if we should add something similar to the one page so that when the person reads it, they know that when they get to that contract, they're already aware.
Okay.
That's a requirement.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. So let me.
Because then I've had two chances
to know
two opportunities to decide either way. And nobody can come back and say, oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, what's in the contract? He said, oh, no, not that. It was also in the sheet that you gave you before you even went to the contract. You okay with that, Jim?
I'm waiting to see what she's writing here.
All right, so in the primary election affidavit, we certify that we intend to abide by the limits. Participating candidates will be required to participate in at least one public forum to which all candidates for mayor will be invited. Might be a little redundant.
All right. So to William and Sergio, let me explain very briefly what I was chatting about with Allison last week. Mm-hmm. Okay. The harsh reality of life in New Haven is that the winner of the majority party primary, essentially, that's election day for them. However, there might be an occasion, hasn't been recently, but maybe an occasion where a minority party candidate or the lesser party, whatever you want to call it, qualifies or it arranges for a contested election. And the way that I see this thing as it's defined now, okay, the primary election, whoever wins that, they may say to themselves, well, I'm in like Flynn, okay? So I'm not going to debate the person in the general election. And my intent is just to make sure that if that general election is contested, by our definition of contested, that a person who takes money and from the fund and moves on to the general election, so the winner of that primary, that they would have to engage in a public forum for that general election.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
Do you want to make a motion to add this language to the candidate contract?
You want to make it, Jim?
I'm so moved.
Okay.
Okay. Bill, you want to second that?
I second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We've already had discussion. All those nay, any abstentions, motion carries.
Great. Perfect. All right. So now
you have three ayes on that, by the way.
Yep. Three ayes and one absence. All right. So that is now unbolded and officially part of the documentation.
Oh. What?
Jim's happy.
So, so that's in the package that first goes to the applicant, right?
Yep.
All right. Not just on the contract.
Not just in the contract. So in the city clerk's packet.
Okay, beautiful.
Yep, I'll add another.
Let's move along, because I've got wings on the way. I'm waiting in the wings.
Perfect,
the wings are waiting for me.
Is there anything else that you want to add to this packet?
Allison.
You got that? Not that I can see.
Allison, has that 390 been updated for inflation?
It's updated every 4 years. The last time it was updated was 2018.
Okay, just a question.
So next, 2022, we'll update it again.
Okay.
Do we have any control? We do have control over that, correct?
Yes.
And so when we upgrade that, is it a certain sliding scale we go by?
It's based on consumer price index. So I look up the BLS numbers for inflation and their recommendations for, you know, changes to things like, you know, government mileage, that kind of thing. And I make a recommendation. And then the ordinance actually dictates that you round it up to the nearest $10 amount, round $10 amount, which is why it's $390 and not $382.
And that's what it was last year, so you went up $8?
No. It was $390 last year because you rounded up. So it, you know.
Prior to that, what was it?
Prior to that, it was $370. Originally, it was $300 back in 2007.
Oh, it's a big jump. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big jump. But it's still, you know, around a third of the maximum contribution that the, you know, somebody who's not participating would be able to make. So it is still like a give, I guess.
Got it.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Meeting schedule and filing deadlines. Did everybody get a chance to look over these dates? And were there any other issues with dates that I missed? I did change one of the meetings in September to be an observance of Yom Kippur. Are there any other issues anybody has here?
Nope. I'm hoping to be in Greece for the month of July, but
okay.
What's going on? So
I'm hoping to be in Greece for the
month. Allie.
Yes.
Any dates that fall on Jewish holidays, please exclude them.
Yes. So I did look that up. September 15th was the eve of Yom Kippur. So I just pushed it back to the day before.
Thank you.
No problem. The only thing about this is that pushing it back to this day puts it on the election. So I don't know if you want to have
let's change that.
You want to do it a week before?
Either the week before or the week after.
All right, so let's make sure that there's one more meeting before the primary. So we'll do Wednesday, September 8th.
Does that work?
I would be in favor of that.
Okay, yeah. You guys are good with that? All right.
Yeah.
And again, here we are with that general question about intent to use the fund for the general election. September 3rd is the 60-day notice. Do you guys want to change that date?
No, I don't.
Want someone to make the decision 11 days before they have any idea how the primary turns out that they're going to use the fund or not in the general.
This goes back to my question or my thought here that once you sign on, you're on.
Okay.
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 And that's why I was questioning why we need, you know, a general form and a primary form. Okay.
So you need it for a couple reasons. The most actually problematic of which is if there's something in the ordinance that says that if you run in a primary and lose, you cannot then run as a write-in or a third party candidate and also get the fund.
Okay.
So if you got the fund as a Democratic candidate in the primary and then you lose and you want to come back and be like, well, now I'm an independent. Here are my 186 signatures for me to be on the general election ballot. Please give me my money. That's not how it works. You lost an election already.
I think this idea of the date being before the primary does the same thing for me anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So we may not be saying it like that, but the end result is it does the same thing.
Okay. And that's totally fine with me. All right. Any other issues with that?
No.
No? Okay.
What's next?
Primary election contribution card. So I had reviewed this with the treasurer from Justin's campaign. I also reviewed it with SEEK. And it's compliant with their current contribution form. The reason that we have our own is because we are our own administration. At the municipal level, we administer all of our own races. And this particular top panel here is important for me to be on the form, and it's important for the candidate to keep track of you know, what they're requesting and what they're after. It also explains that they're participating in public campaign financing. And it does ask questions about whether or not you're a lobbyist, and whether or not you have a contract or associated with a business that has a financial interest in the city.
I had a question about that, Allison.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, is it just for informational purposes? Because there's no ban on somebody who has a contract with the city giving the $390, correct?
Correct. There's no ban on somebody who has a contract with the city from maxing out their contribution to a participating candidate. However, that is not one of the funds requirements. That is one of the state's disclosure requirements.
Okay. And should there be should the answer be yes, mm-hmm. should the name of the contract or the company, whatever the heck it is, should that be included?
Not necessarily. It's not required by the state. There is a question if you're donating $50 or more already who your employer is and what your occupation is. So if you're donating $100, you will presumably have also answered these questions for the $50 limit.
Okay. I didn't connect those two.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else on this form? No?
Nope.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Looks great.
What else do we have? Meeting schedule, bylaws.
I'm all set. I reviewed, I'm sorry, just to jump in on my, I like that. I have reviewed what we had in the past. I am all set to collaborate with, by the way, why I'm saying that, where are we with our attorney that was joining us?
So Howard's application has been withdrawn by his alder.
What does that mean?
That means that something is going on between the alder and Howard.
Yeah.
When have you ever heard of an alder withdrawing the person's name? Unless something is going on. We don't know exactly what it is, I don't think. Do we, Allie?
We have an inkling. I'm not sure if you want to talk about it during.
I think we should talk about this off.
Yeah.
Off the record.
Yes. Okay. I am happy to discuss that with you offline.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just say that he wasn't approved by the
board,
by the committee,
by the board of alders. Yeah. He was. Yes. So that it was the same alder that had recommended them last time around last year. So that you know, same person. It wasn't like somebody new had gotten elected and it changed the.
Allie, do you know if he was denied via the committee meeting or
he was voted out of committee and then withdrawn from the vote for the Board of Alders in September?
But never the board. So the vote never came up.
The vote never came up. His application was withdrawn. Board.
Okay, all right.
Yep, he has written, I will note, he has written a letter to both the Board of Alders and the mayor. Howard has, stating that he still has interest in being a part of the board, and that he's looking for some kind of appeals process.
Okay.
Serious?
That's mm-hmm. fair. Do you know what the status of that is?
I do not. All I know is he says that he sent a letter to both.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other... This, however, though, he did submit as a member of the public over the summer some suggestions for the bylaws, and this version includes those. And we have discussed those changes in both the August and October meetings.
Great. Okay. Great. He has some great ideas. I did look at that. In the meantime, do you think... I guess maybe we need to move forward with that. So until they clear that situation up.
Well, can we? I tell you what, Bill. Can you make a move to accept the bylaws as written, and then we can have some more discussion on it?
Yeah, I can make a move to accept the bylaws. I don't want to finalize it because I didn't thoroughly go through it. I did read it. I did look at it, and I'm happy with a lot of probably 80% of it.
Okay.
So but you want to hold off on approving them?
Yeah, I don't want to be the sole person to close off on it. I want to make sure there's another set of eyes because, you know.
Okay.
I consider myself a smart guy, but I'm not that.
I know Jim and Sergio have both looked at this a number of times, and we did talk about it in depth, doing a line-by-line edit. All of the things that we discussed during those conversations have been included in this draft. This is, however, our last chance to pass 2020 amended bylaws. If you wanted to wait until 2021, that's fine. But we could also reopen it at the first meeting in 2021 for additional editing.
So why don't we do this? This is just a suggestion. Why don't we each take, say, let's have three concerns that we would like to address from each board member. Look at the bylaws, say, okay, this is my 1, 2, 3 concern. Let's revisit that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
So is that for the new year, or do you want to pass them now?
Jim, have you read the bylaws?
Yes, I found no issue with them at all.
I didn't either, Bill. So, Bill,
okay. I take you guys' word for it. I'm good. Like I said, I'm 80% there, so I'm good. I'm close. That's close enough. That's passing. I'm good with that. I'm comfortable with that.
We can always, if there's an issue, we can always come back and amend them.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's move forward on that. I'm good with that.
Okay. So I need a motion on the bylaws, and then I need a motion on the 2021 primary documentation.
Let's make a motion. Go ahead.
Who wants to move? Did you move it, Jim?
No, I was going to say let's make a motion to accept the bylaws and move forward.
Okay. So a motion has been made. We don't need a second. Any additional discussion on them? Hearing no additional discussion, all those in favor of accepting the bylaws as rewritten and amended signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nay. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Great. 3-0.
Jim, you want to make a motion on the paperwork that the candidate, what do you call that?
It's the primary documentation. So it's primary, the, so which includes
general,
the
general election documentation.
It includes the election contribution card, the primary candidate contract, the general participation affidavit, and the packet for the city clerk.
Okay. Can I have a motion on that?
I'll move that they be accepted.
Okay. So having had the motion, we don't need a second. Any further discussion on that? Bill, any further discussion on it? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No opposition. Any abstentions? None. Motion carried.
Okay. And the last document that I need you guys to vote on today is the 2021 meeting schedule and filing deadline chart. Which now includes this change, Wednesday, September 8th, instead of the 14th.
Okay. I need a motion, guys, from one of you.
Make a motion that we move forward on the meeting schedule.
Motion has been made. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Allie, I got one question.
Absolutely.
Can we go ahead and lock in our what, let's come up with two tentative dates as far as the if there is a spinoff on who's running for mayor.
Okay.
Debate
process. Debate dates. Okay. I can talk to, usually and we collaborate with the newspapers, so I can talk to the New Haven Register and the Independent and see what they're going to do.
And tentatively, I don't know where the world would be at that time, so we're going to look at locations also.
Right. Well, so if it is, so here's one option. If it's still COVIDing out, which I have no reason right now to believe that it wouldn't be. The debate in 2017 took place at CTV and was broadcast over public television. That was considered an acceptable debate by our standards, and the board voted to accept that as the qualifying debate. We could try and make sure that whatever we end up having, whether it's a Zoom debate or just two people in a room at CTV, that it is broadcast on more channels than just CTV.
Got it.
So I will make sure that is included in, when we go through the annual report next month, we'll also be talking a little bit about a budget for the upcoming election season. And so if you want to include in that budget specifically, you know, us managing the streaming of such an event, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Allie?
That is it for me. I know there are a couple items. One other thing that I will say that's sort of an update for the 2021 election, I did talk to Gage Frank. He says that it's likely that Mayor Alaker will use the fund again, and I am planning on meeting with treasurers from that team before the end of the year.
Okay.
He's got some big hitters for challengers.
Sorry?
He's got some big hitters for challengers.
I have no comment.
any new business? The only new business is, Allie, the only update I can give you at this particular point is that there will be an RFQ.
Okay.
Just so you know, and if you're interested in re-upping again with the RFQ, it'll be available hopefully in a few days.
Great.
The formal request for a creation of the NHDF annual report. Al, you need to be putting out an annual report together for us?
Yes.
That would be for the Board of Alders?
It's for the Board of Alders and the mayor. It's going to talk about what happened with the fund financially in the past year. And it's also going to be presented. All departments are required to do this, and it is something that is required. I will be presenting it to you as a final draft document at our next meeting.
Will you also be requesting additional money in that report?
We will be mentioning whether or not it is our intention. We will be stating whether or not it's our intention. Yes.
Okay, so by that time, we'll know balance in our account and all that information. Correct.
Yep. And we'll also have, adjusted or updated estimates from, how the CD is doing, that kind of thing.
And when is that due? When is that report due to the Board of Alders?
It is due at the end of January.
Okay.
It's due the 31st. Yeah. It's
sense of it, whether there'll be other candidates or not.
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from anybody else?
Just, I don't know if that lack of RFQ, whatever it is. Allison, have you gotten paid since July? Just a simple question.
No.
Okay. So
I did submit all the paperwork. I am still waiting to sign a contract with the city. I don't think I'm getting an actual contract. I think it's going to be different this time around. But I have not been paid since June.
And I, from what Mr. Gormley told us, that you know, it's an error that they screwed up on because they didn't put out that RFQ.
Correct.
But Sergio, can you make sure that somewhere in there, I don't know if it has to be written in the language or something, but that in any event, we have that encumbrance, that money for Allison, you know, the up through.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, I've spoken to Michael about it already. He's supposed to be working on getting her that money.
Okay. Because if it's their fault, you know, that's not fair to her. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Allie and I have been in touch with each other on this.
Okay.
We support you, Allie.
Okay. I am considering reapplying.
Okay. Just so you know, for Christmas, I wear a size medium.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, you're full of baloney. Size medium.
I'd like to get Allie here. Maybe, you know, I won't be able to do it for the end of Hanukkah, but maybe at least for the other holiday, I can at least try to get her checks.
I was just going to give everybody New Haven Democracy Fund socks. So
there you go.
That works for me. Between my wife and my grandson and my daughter, I don't have any socks. So I, all right. Whatever
you Allie, you need to reach out to Aaron.
I will reach out to Aaron as well.
And if you need me to reach out with you, if you want to do it together, you can put me on the call with you.
Right, because I need to know how big socks he needs.
Got it.
No, I know, and I have texted him today, and I sent him an email yesterday. I sent him the reminder on Monday. Yeah, I have not heard from him. Yeah, I don't know what.
It's bad enough that we don't have the full seven to have, you know, to lose, keep losing one. Right. It's not good. And if he's not interested, it's fine. I mean, I can understand he's a busy guy. He does a lot of stuff
right
around voting, and this has been a crazy vote year.
Right.
But we need somebody. We need somebody here. I mean,
I did have one question that maybe we glossed over.
Okay.
And it may be just more informational than anything else. And this was in the bylaws. I believe it's in the bylaws. Something section 12. Maybe it's in the candidate contract.
Can you give me an idea?
Yeah, it's the ability of the chair to in an emergency situation to make decisions and so on. And seeing that we often don't have a quorum, it's wherever that thing was, Allie, with an emergency situation.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Here we go. Emergency powers.
Emergency powers.
Article 12.
Okay. So what I was just worried there was, I don't question that at all, but so let's say that there is the absence of a quorum when the funds have to be distributed, and for whatever the reason that there's some issue with that, you know, similar to what we had in the last go round with the matching and not matching and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only thing I thought of is that, so let's say that if there's four of us on there on the board at the moment, three is a quorum, right?
Right.
If there's five on the, or is three the quorum forever?
No.
No. We have seven, four is the quorum.
Okay. So my thought was, though, that if I attend a meeting and Sergio attends a meeting, or William attends a meeting and Sergio and I can't, or for whatever the reason,
mm-hmm.
okay, that the other person's vote would have to somehow be included or counted in there. Does that make any sense?
Yes. That you would want to account for the missing person in some way.
No, just that. So let's say that it's an quote unofficial meeting.
Okay.
Okay. I keep on making this camera go off. Okay. If the unofficial meeting were to take place, and let's say that Sergio says yes on some matter, and William says no.
Okay.
Okay. But Sergio says, I'm the chairman. There it goes.
No, I can't go that way. I have to give 5 days notice.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Yeah. So in section two, it says the chair shall give notice 5 days of written notice.
Okay. But again, you know, maybe I'm incapacitated or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Sergio can give the 5 days notice and William says no. He says yes. Therefore, that was just a thought that I had when I read it.
So there are two checks on that power. The first is that Sergio has to tell you in advance that he's trying to use said powers, and that allows enough time to get a quorum to make sure that he cannot use those powers. The second thing is that any action that the chair takes gets reviewed by the board at the next meeting at which there's quorum, and they can either ratify those decisions or undo them all.
Right.
What if it involved money?
If it involved money, then we'd probably have if it was, for example, there was a candidate who requested grant money and we couldn't get quorum. And so Sergio said, okay, I'm approving this grant for this candidate. They have all the paperwork in and whatever. The administrator would go over it. We would put in the you would then vote on whether or not that was the right thing to do. If you decided that, no, this candidate didn't actually qualify, we would do a grab back from the finance department just because they don't qualify.
All right. Again, it's a far-fetched idea, but it was just something.
Well, that hasn't happened yet.
Right. I mean, no, we would ask for the money to be sent back to us if it involved money.
I hear your concern, but I think the 5 days notice, you can't do anything without 5 days notice no matter what. So... And I tried. I would never try to make a decision on my own.
It also
it's not even my style to do that. So I would never, unless I mean, I'm not even sure what kind of an emergency would arise to even call for that. But we haven't got to that point yet.
So that's sort of the other thing that I think is worth mentioning is that if anything constitutes an emergency, the COVID crisis does, and those emergency powers have not been used yet.
Agreed. Right. It was just something that I saw that...
I hear your concern.
Yeah.
I hear your concern. And, if you think that some of the language that needs to be put in the bylaws for a little bit more protection for the board, that's fine with me. I don't have an issue with that. I would never want to have to use an emergency situation anyway, to be perfect.
The purpose of it is not to make...
But, I mean, if I had to, you know, sometimes you got to step up and do stuff. I mean, that's just the way it is.
There's no doubt about that, but just a thought.
You know, the purpose is really so that the board can function.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I try to choose to believe that no one operates with malicious intent ever. But this was sort of designed so that there are checks on that power and that anything that is done with that power can be undone if necessary.
To be honest with you, Mike McGorney wanted me to make the decision on the RFQ 5 days ago, 4 days ago. And I didn't do it because I didn't think it was appropriate to do. So that's why he said, I got to put this thing out. Remember he said, I got to put this thing out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why he said it, because I held off on making any kind of a decision at that point without consulting you guys.
Well, so,
I will always err on the side of letting you know before I do anything. So, and okay. I think Bill, you've seen that as an experience. I'm not, you know what I mean? So anyway,
absolutely.
It's a good point.
I don't think we're
one other question.
Yep.
I think I'm now on borrowed time here again, but I'm serving because of the fact that nobody got nominated yet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea where that is?
Okay. Where the nominations are?
Yeah.
So I was told that there were people who had submitted interest. I was told that they were being reviewed by the mayor's office. That is the last that I've heard of this. I know that they weren't going to do any board nominations. They were trying to limit the number of board nominations that they did when the meetings were all Zoom.
Okay. But this is just, I'm being selfish here. This is my own.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. You know, just where that is.
Well, you know, you can always, you know, in real estate, if a roommate wants to move out, they can always find another roommate to take their place. So if you want to find another Republican to take your seat, we would be open to that candidate.
Well, but I'm just talking worried about myself here, me, myself, and I.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Worried about yourself. All right, guys. I think we're done for the night.
Okay. Sounds good.
Happy holiday, to adjourn. Great holiday to all of you.
Have a fantastic holiday, guys.
Holiday, wonderful new year.
And I look forward to seeing the RFP.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn for the evening.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy. Be safe and have a safe holiday season.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.